delivered to you every morning and ready to be devoured on demand. When and where you like, it's the Harry and Dana podcast.
On the way home, I stopped at a petrol station last night. I've borrowed a car until I can get my car up. Now that the borders are open, my parents are coming up very shortly. But, I stopped in at this petrol station and I thought I did that thing where I parked on the wrong side of the fuel cap. So then driving around the pole, trying to figure it out, looking like an idiot.
You know, there is something there on your dashboard, on the actual fuel bowser on your dashboard, is a little arrow, and it tells you what side your fuel cap is on.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not. I only learned it. The only reason I tell you is because
I had 26 years of life and I have not known that.
I only learned it like a year ago. I swear to God, because I was the same as you. I would always pull on the wrong side and I'd driven the same car for like 3 years. And I'm like, how can I continue to get this wrong? And then someone told me on the dashboard, there's actually a little arrow that tells you what
You're
side.
You're kidding.
Yeah. So now you know.
Well, too late.
Sorry.
This happened last night. And I decided to get the little book out to figure out if it was petrol or diesel because I was like, if I put the wrong thing in, I'm screwed. Yeah. It's not my car. So I get it out and it had two pages on it. And it's obviously just a generic book that says, oh, if you've got a petrol or a diesel, you just choose whichever one
is
appropriate.
Yeah.
And so I get the fuel cap open and I like put the 91 in and I'm like halfway filling it up and then it kind of like would fill for like 30 seconds and then stop. And then, because it had one of those petrol caps, I've never had it before, but you don't unscrew it. You like insert the nozzle and there's no cap on it. It like self shuts off when you pull the hose out.
I've never driven a modern car, so that's new to me.
But anyway, I was filling it up and it would like catch every 30 seconds and stop and I have to realign the nozzle. And then I had this moment where I was like, have I put the wrong fuel in? If it's not letting me put the fuel in. Maybe I've made a giant mistake here.
Maybe you're supposed to put diesel in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then so I had that moment where I went in and paid and I was like, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. And I start the car up and I drive away. So it's fine.
Oh, you had me on tender hooks there for a moment.
I had that moment where I was like, I don't even know how to drain a fuel tank. Where do you do that?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, you need to ask a real man, not me. Like, as if I'd know. All I know is if you've hired this car and they're listing, there's not a chance you're getting your deposit back.
I saw something despicable yesterday. Something that shocked me and shook me to my very core. One of our colleagues, Pete, in the office posted, he's very proud of his Christmas tree. I've heard around the office that every year he's incredibly proud of his decorating.
He goes all out. He does the house, the front lawn, everything. Yeah.
And first of all, he's put it up early. It's not yet December. Second of all, he has, rather than wrap his lights around his Christmas tree, this picture that he posted, he's gone from top to toe.
Oh.
So he's gone from the base of the tree up to the star and then back down again. There's a picture on our Instagram, 98.1 Power FM, if you want to see it. And I did put a poll up there as well because I think that this is not okay. You don't top to tat. You don't go up and down with your Christmas lights. You wrap those babies around. You give that tree a hug.
See, I disagree. That reminds me of like the Christmas trees they have in Times Square and stuff like that in New York. They do like a top to toe lighting scenario where they run it down and it's very neat and it's very tidy and it looks very aesthetically pleasing. No, I'm for that. I'm for the way Pete does it.
No, I reckon it's Christmas time. It needs to be warm. You need to give that tree a giant cuddle with those lights.
What are you talking about?
I just don't think, you have to wrap the lights around the tree. That's how you do the lights. We're not in Times Square. What do you think? Do you think that Pete thinks he's, you know, as big as Times Square?
Well, he's obviously inspired by Times Square. Let's have a bit of fun with this morning. We've got our phones here, 654-11981. You're welcome to join the show whenever you like. Should we do like a poll of the Hunter Valley? How are you doing your Christmas lights?
Yes, please.
Because
no one's going to call and say they go up and down on their tree lights.
Well, Pete and I can't be the only ones in the Hunter Valley that do it like that, but surely.
As if you decorate a tree, let's be real.
I do. Thank you very much. I get very Christmassy. 654-11981 is our number. We'll take your calls next. How do you do the lights on your Christmas tree?
Yeah, I'd be interested to see, but I'm not expecting any people to agree with you, Harry. We're chatting on how you do your lights around your Christmas tree, because our colleague Pete put a picture up on Instagram yesterday that made me absolutely livid. He put his lights on his tree. He goes all out. So this tree is covered in lights, but he goes from the bottom of the tree up to the star and then back down in sort of a zigzag shape. Mm. Whereas I think you need to go around the tree.
See, I disagree. I think that's the way that they do it in like the major cities. Whenever they have like a Christmas tree set up in the main square, like New York, I think they have one in Times Square. It's done that way. It's done the Pete way.
Actually, they've just set one up in Aberdeen. I wonder how they've done. If you're in Aberdeen and you're looking at that tree right now, or you know how they've done it, give us a call, 654-11-981. But of course you think that, because you think that you're just the bougiest guy out. You think that you're a Times Square decorator.
I like to do my Christmas tree like that. We've been answering the phones throughout the song, 654-11-981. Some calls coming through this morning asking you how you do your tree at your place.
Sam from Denman, how do you do your Christmas lights around your place?
Honestly, it doesn't matter. Hey, I barely even put a tree up. You just do whatever you want. It doesn't matter. It can be up and down. It can be diagonal. It can be sideways. Whatever you want.
So for you, you're not a person who's like, it's not aesthetically pleasing for you. You don't care. You just get into the festive season in other ways.
Nah, it doesn't matter. It's just a tree.
Sam, I'm so filthy at you. This is, you're meant to be on my side. I think going up and down and vertical, you just do it around like it's meant to happen.
Don't convince him. He's already got his way. So what do you do? What's Christmas around your joint?
Oh, if we remember to set up a tree, we do. We haven't the last day because our dog just kept pulling the lights off.
But yeah. Yeah, okay, fair.
You know, I just hang them whatever way you want. have a bit of a barbie and, have some presents.
Absolutely. Christmas around your place sounds fun. That sounds good. Thanks for the call, Sam. Appreciate it.
No worries.
But I have put it up. I don't know. No, Sam. No.
Sam's chilled.
Very chill. I don't know how you can be so chill about Christmas. You've got to have some sort of like energy into it. But I put it up on Instagram as a poll. Is it okay to put your lights vertically up and down your tree? And 69% of people said no.
Oh, really?
So have that.
Okay, wow.
The Big Three.
Baraba Hunters Toyota Specialist for 30 years. Singleton Toyota.
Jessica Rouse from the newsroom joins us every morning in the studio for the Big Three. Hey, Jess.
Hey, guys.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Are
you feeling all right for a Thursday?
Yeah. This morning when I woke up, I think I was half asleep until about coffee number two, but now I'm
ready to rock and roll.
That second call. You know how bad my diet used to be when I first started doing this job?
Still bad?
What do you mean used to be?
I was having Red Bulls in the morning. Red Bulls at like 5:30. It was bad.
Well, I'm glad you've cleaned up your act for me, Harry.
let's talk about this Resources for Regions funding.
Yeah, so today it's been announced what projects are going to get funding out of this bucket of money from the state government. So it's been quite a talking point now, Region, because for the last 2 years, Singleton has missed out on this funding. And the whole point of this particular lot of funding is that it's for local government areas that are impacted by mining. Of course, Singleton, big mining town. So finally, there's 15 projects in Singleton that are going to be getting some funding, like massive projects, $500,000 for the Singleton Rugby Club Grandstand for one, $300,000 for the Singleton Worker Pathways Program. There's massive projects in Musselbrook getting funding, more than $2 million for the Regional Entertainment and Conference Centre. For the Upper Hunter Shire, there's three projects as well, including $742,000 for the White Park Power Upgrade. So heaps and heaps of money. It feels like election time this week with everything that's happening, but it's all good stuff. I mean, it's millions of dollars.
And it's all confirmed. This isn't just election promises.
This is all confirmed.
I'm really excited for that entertainment centre.
Yeah.
A hub in the Hunter.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Let's talk about the case that's been ongoing for a little while now with the Kiwi firefighter Ian Pullen. There's been an update.
Yeah, so literally 10 minutes ago, police have confirmed they've charged a fourth person in relation to Ian's death. He was found tragically dead on the side of the road a couple of years ago in Singleton, and police have been trying to work out what happened. They believed he was hit by a car, so the last couple of months they've charged a man and a woman with murder after they allegedly hit him with their car. And earlier this week, another woman was charged with accessory after the fact to murder, and now another woman has been charged with accessory after the fact to murder. So she was arrested about 11:30 a.m. yesterday. She's 27 years old. She was refused bail to appear at Muswellbrook local court today.
Well, hopefully that's some closure for the family in New Zealand, I imagine. They're over there.
Yeah, I mean, there's still so much further to go on this case. There's going to be a trial because we've got two people charged with murder. So who knows if that'll happen before Christmas next year. But, you know, after 2 years of wondering what happened, to now have four people charged is massive.
Let's talk about some of the restrictions that are confirmed to ease in New South Wales for Christmas. This is great news.
Yeah, this is awesome. So from the 1st of December, up to 50 people, currently it's 20, you can have at your home as long as there's like an outdoor area as well. Otherwise, it's recommended if you're only inside that you only have 30 people at your home. Up to 50 people can gather outside. So that's up from the 30 that it is now. Also, small hospitality venues can have one person every 2 square metres. So that's up again. For a lot of places, that's going to double the capacity that they can have, particularly for a lot of our venues here in the Upper Hunter. Also from December 14, the public health order that requires employers to allow employees to work from home, kind of like no questions asked because of the pandemic, that's going to be repealed. So
back to work for everybody. Back into the office.
That doesn't sound fun. Working from home sounds great. We can't do it though with our job.
Not in the studio. Why would you want to? We get to like sit in these state-of-the-art studios every day.
Oh, sure.
And have a whole lot of fun. He doesn't seem like he has fun. Rude.
Jessica Rouse from the newsroom, thank you so much for the big three. We'll see you at 7:30.
No worries. Exposed. In entertainment news, the Arias happened last night in Sydney. These are the Australian Music Awards, the night of nights for the Aussie music industry. They were socially distanced with minimal crowds and artists video called in from all over the world. And it's been quite a year where the world fought for diversity and for people to tell their own stories. And we saw that reflected in our winners last night. Sampa the Great took home 3 Arias, including Best Female Artist.
This award means a lot to me because hip-hop has been redefined in the past 5-10 years in Australia. Young black artists, young people of color, keep doing what you're doing. Keep bringing the stories to the forefront because now we get to see a side of Australia that was never shown. I'm sending all my love to black women who are in hip hop. It often feels isolated and masculine. You can step into whatever genre and be you.
That gave me goosebumps. It still does. Archie Roach, who was part of the Stolen Generation, was inducted into the ARIA Hall of Fame and took home Best Male Artist. He was humble as always.
Thank you, ARIA, for this day. You never really think much about getting awards when you perform and write songs and perform your songs around the country.
But he also did mention the funny shape of the awards and the pointy trophy.
They're still as lethal looking and as, as they ever were. You know, I'd hate to trip and fall on one. Yeah, so thank you very much.
Because they're like a pyramid, aren't they? But a sharper pyramid.
Very, very sharp. Not kid safe, that's for sure. Album of the Year went to Tame Impala for The Slow Rush, and Best Breakthrough Artist was presented by Tones and I, who won the award last year, but went to the Sydney Northern Beaches boys, Lime Cordial, for their first ever ARIA.
Thank you, thank you. This is our first ARIA win, so this is kind of, I don't really know what to do here. How's the audience? How are you going? Yes. I've got notes here, is that? I'm having a little scroll on Insta. Mum and Dad, thank you, friends and family, our band.
Where are they from? Northern Beaches.
Northern Beaches, very chill Aussie guys.
Chilled, yeah.
The big one, Song of the Year, went to 5 Sauce for this track.
Fight so dirty, but your love so sweet. Talk so pretty, but your heart got tea. Late night devil, put your hands on me.
So those guys have a massive following overseas as well as back home here. But the night closed with a Helen Reddy tribute sung by a whole bunch of strong, fierce Aussie females.
I am strong.
I like that version a lot. That's good.
It was stunning. There were women singing on screen who couldn't be there, and there were women live on stage. The audience was small, and the arias were a little different this year, but it was so full of love for the industry that has really been shut down and affected so hard by the COVID by COVID, and we couldn't have live gigs or anything, so there was a lot of love in that room, and it was really awesome to see so many Aussie artists being celebrated last night.
It's the Harry and Dana podcast. Stay up to date on everything Hunter Valley on our socials at 98.1 Power FM or at 98.1powerfm.com.au.